The way the trust would work in theory is that a financial manager would be the only person who knows where Ziegler's holdings are invested. Campaign manager Mark Grawl says this was a way for Ziegler to be proactive.
A step she could take on her very own was to set up this blind trust, which will essentially mean that her holdings will be held as if they're in a mutual fund, so she'll have no idea what they are. So any concerns about impartiality are immediately erased.
The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Mike McCabe says Ziegler's move does not absolve her from the responsibility she had to disclose conflicts of interest in past cases. McCabe's group filed a complaint against Ziegler earlier this week. It alleges she should have disclosed a conflict in several cases involving companies in which she held at least $50,000 in stock. Still, McCabe says a blind trust is not a bad alternative for Ziegler.
If it's done right, and if the trust is truly blind, then it's a positive step, and it's the right thing to do.
McCabe says the only better step would be for Ziegler to divest herself of her stock holdings entirely. Ziegler faces Madison attorney Linda Clifford in the upcoming election for the court. A spokeswoman for Clifford's campaign says she would put her holdings in mutual funds if elected to the high court, or take whatever steps are recommended by the state's judicial commission. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.